Hello.
Hello, my name is Anastasia. Returning your call for customer support. How can I help?
Now tell me who you're with.
Ma'am?
Who did you say you were with?
I'm customer support. I'm a third party, which means I represent over 400 different companies.
Okay. Is this a call that I left my number to?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I was wondering what kind of company. Is it Skinny Dip, Skinny something, Dip, Work, Skin Work? Do you have that?
I'm not sure, ma'am. I don't know all the companies by heart, but if you give me your zip code and I can find your name and you verify your address, I can help you like that. So if we can start off.
My zip is 30338, and my address is 2374 Finhurst Place, Dunwoody, Georgia.
And your first and last name?
Patricia Red.
Okay.
The reason can I tell you why I called? I
of
saw
course.
This on my bank statement, and it was around November the 9th and was posted on the 10th. It was for $68 and something, and then another one was for $5.90 something. And I don't know what it is. If I knew what it was, I might would recognize it, but I just don't remember ordering anything from a place with that name. It's Skinny something. Skinny, I can't remember the name.
It's okay, ma'am. I can help you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling personal support. Sorry we missed you. This is you, Mrs. Cooper. She is on deck with her early cooking. Thank you for calling personal support. Have a great day.
Okay, and the only thing I see on your account, ma'am, is where you got a. This was back. What charge are you calling about, ma'am? How much?
$68. And I don't, some odd sense, I can't remember that.
Ma'am, I just see where you went online and probably did a survey for a generator.
Oh,
yes,
and I
ma'am.
Never have to... Oh, okay. Do you have the number? I never did receive it, and when I went online, it was like $19.99, and then
no,
they charged me that
it was,
amount of money.
It was an entry, ma'am. You had a chance to win it.
And they see that was. Do you know the phone number and everything for that?
No, ma'am. You're talking to. I can help you with it.
Well, that wasn't what I thought that it was, and it was only $19.99. That's why I went online and did that.
Yes, ma'am.
And I never have heard anything from it. Is there any way I can protest that or? That's a scam. That's very criminal.
I can have you counsel so they can't charge you anymore.
Well, I guess I could. I just don't know. You know, when I saw that, I said, "Well, that's a very good idea." You know, it's $19.99, and I gave him my charge card number, and I said, "Well, I'll give that to my grandson for Christmas so he can just take him camping." And I've never heard from it, and I never saw anything. And then when I was looking at my statement, I saw that charge, and I don't, you know, I didn't know what it was. And then I got a number, and that's why I called you.
Yes, ma'am. It was just an entry to win, and you didn't cancel, so they just started charging you $67.32. But I can't have you cancel.
Well, can you cancel that? And is there any way you can give me that number so I can call them?
No, ma'am. You talk to us. That's who you're talking to. You're talking. I represent one of those companies, so therefore I can help you with it.
Well, I wish you would, and I wish they would give me my money back, because that's just wrong. That's very wrong. That's fraud, or whatever you want to call it, because it was the, it did not say anything about it just said it would be $19.99. It was a special offer, and that's why I got it. I wouldn't have bought a generator.
Yes, ma'am.
What do I, and there's no way you can credit my account back.
Can you hold, please, while I talk to a supervisor?
Yeah, if not, I'll call the bank and let them put a thing on my account on the card. Okay. Yeah. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. Can you spell the name of that company for me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Can you spell the name of the company for me?
Ma'am, I'm just trying to look over your account. I have to give you the company name in just a second. Can you please hold?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am, you do have $125 vouchers. I mean, $125 in vouchers.
What does that mean?
You can make an online store purchase.
To who?
In that store.
What,
you can check your email and it'll mail.
Can you tell me the name of the store? I would rather they put my money back in my account and I not deal with them anymore.
You're talking to who can help you. I can help you. I represent one of those companies, so I can help you. As far as a refund, I can't do nothing but give you 35%.
Well, can you tell me the name of the company and spell it for me? Hello? Hello?
Ma'am, can you please hold? I'm trying to find a company for you.
Okay. It starts with, it looks like Skinny Dip or something like that.
Tri-Trend Sales discount.
I was trying to, I don't know, honey. I just know that when I looked on my bank, I'm trying to pull up my bank statement right now to see, but it was they had charged that $68 and then another $5 and something. And, you know, it was around November the 9th. And it shows up on my account one time, and then the next time it doesn't show up on it. It showed up on it this morning, and now I'm trying to get it, and it won't show up. And I don't know, you know what I mean.
Okay, ma'am. I can give you a 35% refund on that $67.32.
Well, you know, that sign is just that I don't under. Oh, here it is right now. It's called Incredible Skinny Body WO Work. It's what it's called. Incredible Skinny Body Work. And it, they gave me the phone number, and it's $67.32. And then the other one was on the 6th for $5.74. Is there any way I just don't understand. I don't mean to sound stupid, but it just doesn't make sense that they would do that when it didn't mention that. It just said $19.99. And then they charged me that and then another charge.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't have any other information on them, or are you the only people that I can talk to? Is there anybody else that I can talk to?
We all follow the same protocols, ma'am.
Well, what can you tell me? What can I do? I mean, I just don't know what to do. I just realized I was out of state for 2 weeks, and I saw it on my thing, and I just got back, and then I found it. It was on my credit card. And, you know, I don't know what to do. If you can, that's why I'm asking if you have a supervisor that could give me more information than you can, would I be able to speak to them?
I'm finna transfer. Thank you for calling customer support.
Well, are you-